are requested to enter and set up for the march in the place indicated on the map. Anyone who needs a map should stop by the gate.
כל הקבוצות מתבקשות להיכנס פנימה, להתארגן למצד. מי שצריך מפה שיעבור דרך השער.
Today, on the 27th days of Nisan, 5766, יום הזיכרון לשואה ולגבורה, we commence the Holocaust Remembrance Day ceremony here in the ground of Auschwitz-Birkenau by marching from Auschwitz to Birkenau. In a sound of the shofar, we'll start our march.
Rozstrzelania były codziennie, na przykład myśmy jak szli do pracy.
People were shot every day. When we walked to work, the entire road, beginning from here, was in blood. Because there wasn't enough time to clean up while they were transporting corpses to the crematory. Non-stop. This way, exactly. So everything was in blood. We knew.
O, ma pan, to jest blok 18, pierwszy blok.
There it is. The 18th block. I worked here. We went from here to the chemical factories, to build chemical factories. We were woken up at 4 a.m. At 5:30 a.m., we left by train, and we were back at 10 p.m.
Pociągiem. I wracaliśmy na ten blok o godzinie 22 w nocy.
It's unbelievable what I'm seeing here. And what I'm thinking of mostly, I'm from Canada, and what I'm thinking of mostly is how do people like Ernst Zundel, for instance, how do people like that get to be able to do what they are doing when so many people suffered? Why do these people who suffered have to prove that they suffered? Isn't the presence of this enough? And if there wasn't a Holocaust, then there are 6 million people who are lost. Where are they? Where did they go? We have to find them. Unfortunately, a lot of them ended up here. I am from Canada, where we have incredible freedom, and I'm in a place which is so diametrically opposite from the freedom we have in Canada that I can't handle the things I'm reading and the things that I'm hearing. It's just so different from when I lived my life. I'm 62 years old, and I just heard and read about this, but it's so different. It's 100% opposition to beautiful Canada. I'm sorry, I can't continue now.
Dla mnie są wielkie przeżycia, bo jestem jednym, który oprowadza więzień.
For me, this is an incredible experience. I'm a guide here, but I used to be a prisoner. There are two of us, Smolen and me. We guide people around Auschwitz. I was kept in Pawiak, also on Szucha Street. I was interrogated on Szucha, and then in Auschwitz, Grossrussen, and in Dachau, 4.5 years. From Warsaw, I was transported with 482 people. Only two of us survived. Now, we're guides here, telling the truth, that in those days we didn't differentiate between people, between nations or religions. No differences. We were one family here. We helped each other. That's why so many are still alive. I'm 84 years old today. I was 16 when they arrested me.
W zasadzie każdy dzień był nowym przeżyciem.
Generally speaking, each day was a new experience for us. Each day we just waited, each one for his turn, to go to the crematory. At the beginning, Rudolf Hesse told us that we'd be able to work only 3 months here. This sign, Arbeit macht frei, work sets you free, is not for you. Work gives freedom if you have strength. If you don't, you're going to the crematory. You won't be able to last longer than 3 months.
Nie wytrzymacie tej pracy dłużej jak 3 miesiące. W obozach koncentracyjnych były najgorsze tam.
Concentration camps were worse where the administration, guards and wardens were German criminal prisoners. These were the worst places. In Grossrosen, it was a disaster. There were only criminals, no political prisoners. And they murdered us there. Political prisoners treated us differently than those criminal ones.
Bo polityczni więźniowie inaczej podchodzili do nas niż
kryminaliści.
Jak jest głód, to dostajemy wodę w kolana.
When we were starving, we started to have water in our knees and entire body, and we were hurt. And when we were hurt, this water comes out, but the wounds don't want to heal. And I told my friend, seeing his poor condition, listen, you have to get by. We'll help you. Keep going. He survived. But there was a big need for constant encouragement. Constantly. You mustn't think about anything else, just how to survive. Relying on strength of will, one person had to hold another. At work, in the block, everywhere. And I'm convinced that someone was guiding us. The one who is above, God, was leading us. I can't imagine that it was different. We wanted to survive and to tell the truth, so the young generation could avoid what we had to go through.
Żeby młodzież nie miała tego, nie przeżywała tego, co myśmy przeżywali.
We came from South Africa, and I was studying in my school. We studied about the Shoah, but when you see this, when you see all these horrible things, and you just feel it, you know, you're inside of this. It's not like you read in book and all of that. You actually see that, and you feel it too. It's hard to see what people did to other people. I hope that the people that denied the Shoah will know that, will come to here and will see the evidence, and will know that actually was Shoah.
To był rok 43. SS-mani zdali mnie.
It was 1943. SS men, guards. I was number 2000. It wasn't a high number. Once a guy from the block asked me, George, you had a brother, didn't you? I had no brother. But I told him, naturally, I have a brother. Your brother has arrived, he said. This man was in a terrible state. So I told the block guy, listen, give him the place above me. I was sleeping at the bottom. He had really bloody dysentery. I woke up in the middle of the night, and my face was covered in excrement. I knew that if the block guy had caught him, he would have killed him. So I carried him to the hose and washed him there. Then I had to clean his sleeping place very precisely and throw the dirty straw away. And in the morning, straight to the doctor. I told him, "Listen, you have to go to your sector and to hospital." He went. I also told my acquaintances working there, so they helped him. And he survived.
Ja tam nastawiłem kolegów starszych, żeby go uratowali. Przeżył. Byłem w tej bunkrze.
I was in a standing bunker. It was a place where you stood. After a whole day's work, I was kept there the entire night, standing. I spent 4 days in the standing bunker. It was because of a cigarette. A German dropped a cigarette and walked away. I picked it up, but he turned at that very moment and saw me. He said, "You Polish pig, do you want to smoke a German cigarette?" He took down my number, and I received 4 nights in the standing bunker. So I stood for 4 entire nights and worked during the day. You know, in such a situation, man tries to be totally insensitive, unfeeling, not thinking about anything. You mustn't think of anything. If you start thinking, you become softer and you are lost. It's the end of your life. If you start to think of family, it's the end. The chimney.
Jechał już koniec, na druty tam jechał. I... O, keta! Keta! Kumleva!
Jorge quiere contarles, tiene un minuto para estar con nosotros.
Sí, cómo no, con vale. Mucho gusto. Jorge. ¡Oh, keta! Kumleva!
Querido mío, ¿cómo te va?
¿Qué tal, Jorge? ¿Qué decís? Estaba pensando en vos,
sí.
Mirá
donde tengo. Jorge, qué lindo verlo. ¿Cómo se me escapó así esta vez?
Estamos. Ya probaste Marsh Živých.
I've been leading the March of the Living since 1983. And this lot are all Argentinians. And I was in Argentina. So you know, that's the reason.
Cada vez que viajamos durante años a la delegación de Argentina, la acompañó como pilot polaco. Jorge. Y Jorge más que todo es un amigo y es una persona.
Bueno, pues así es.
She said that I'm the first she met, and she'll never forget that I'm the one who was fighting for independence.
Ten tribal sueño por la
gloria. Jorge, si nos contás un poco sí.
Servus, Geniu. Dzień dobry ci.
Hi, Henry.
George, jak się masz? Hello, dzień dobry. Hello.
Proszę, to mnie, proszę.
You know, the Argentines were badgering me.
No tak, człowiek.
Oh yes, you are a relic, a man monument. There are no more like you, George. How many of you are here? Not many, right?
Ilu was jest jeszcze? Chyba niewielu.
Nie, ja żyję. Dzień dobry.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. We're with Henry in one team this time.
Tak.
No. Senior kochany.
Our beloved senior, the only one. The Argentines grabbed me, but I'm with these gentlemen. The Argentines that were here a few years ago. The lady that was here first told the others that I'm the man who showed how we should live with other people, that I showed the real nature of Poles, what Poles are like, that they can fight and help each other. George, we've known each other for how long? I started work here in 1957. So we've been working together for something like 50 years. This is our hobby. We are still living as we can't afford a funeral. All right, I'm going on, as my team has disappeared somewhere. Keep well.
And I was marching, and then we couldn't walk. You went to the gutter. You went to the gutter, and you lay down there, and they shot you. My best friend did that, and I couldn't walk anymore. As a matter of fact, I'm telling a story that I went into a farm on four, and I ate with the pigs, and when I wanted to eat with the dog, the assessment says, the dog is a mensch. You are not a human being, so you cannot eat with the dog together. That's how demeaning, how bad. They didn't think of me as a human being. They didn't think of us as a human being. Then I lay down in the gutter. I lay down in the gutter to be shot, like a friend of mine. What happened, I really don't know. I had a brother still alive, and he kissed me, says, I didn't even know, he kissed me, said goodbye. And I lay there, and I heard a hand pick me up, and I heard in German, he says, für dich, der Schade, der Patron, for you, I'm not going to waste the bullet, you're dead. And I lay there, I don't know how long, how many times, because my brother thought I'm dead. And how long time, I woke up the next time, and an American soldier held me in his hand. He brought me over and says, I didn't know English. And he brought me over, introduced me to the lieutenant. He got the lieutenant, took me in his hand, put me to a hospital and nursed me back to health.
Cierpieliśmy najwięcej wtedy, kiedy myśmy pracowali na przykład w Brzezińce, przy budowie Brzezinki.
We suffered most while working as Birkenau builders, and we knew that people were going to be gassed. We could do nothing. And it stayed inside of us, that in this particular moment, we couldn't help our friends. Very often people from abroad ask me, George, what do you think? Having the knowledge that you have today about the suffering in the camp, would it have been better to have gone directly to the gas chambers or to suffer for those years as you had to? So, today, knowing what I would have to go through during those 4 years and not being sure if I'd survived, I'd choose gas. At least the end comes quicker.
Wait, age 7,
Czechoslovakia. Baby White, age 8, Poland. Herman Weiss, age 12, Czechoslovakia. Marlena Weiss, age 4, Poland. Mendel Weiss, age 17, Romania.
My greatest sorrow over here that I found out that after they were gassed, they still lived. And they put them on grass outside and they were screaming. They were hours. They were screaming. That was probably the saddest thing that this place gave me, and I can't forget it. That is in my mind, and I woke up last night, and I walked in to hear her cry after she was gassed. I thought originally she was gassed, and life is finished. But no, they were up for hours to scream and cry. I'm asking, I don't know, I still believe in God, but I'm asking the question, where was he with the screaming? The screaming went up to the heavens. I can't answer that. He heard it.
Mordechai Gebirtik was a beloved poet and songwriter. He was shot by the Nazis in the Krakow ghetto in June of 1942. This sadly prophetic song, Es brennt, was written in Poland in the aftermath of a pogrom in 1938, before the Holocaust, by Mordechai Gebirtik.
Das ganze Städtel eingeschlungen und die Beise blinken Hosen als herum schön brennt. vor ihr steht und guckt auf uns sich mit Halleck.
Nigdy nie chciałem, to nie był mój cel, nigdy pojechać do Oświęcimia. Ja byłem w Dachau.
I never wanted to come here to Auschwitz. I was in Dachau, and that was enough for me. I was afraid to come here.
Ja nie musiałem tego zobaczyć.
I'm almost 60, so I didn't have to see it. But ultimately, when I saw this, I felt like, how can I say it briefly? It's like the opposite of being woken up. It's like a dream that can't be treated as real life. It is something which is above and beyond reality. I entered the impossible. And it is an experience that breaks your heart in two, as you have to live in reality while sleeping and to dream in the real world. This is actually something that I'm constantly going through.
To jest właściwie coś, co cały czas przeżywam.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to sing with me those three words, Od Avinu Chai. But I would like you to sing it so loud that the whole world will listen to us from here, from this place. As we tell them that our shtetls and towns and cities will never burn again. Od Avinu. And again.
Od Avinu. Od Avinu. Od Avinu.
Today, Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remember Day, we are gathering here with thousands of people from all over the world, here in Auschwitz-Birkenau. This event is marked not just a historic day, but a day of tremendous opportunities as well. Being together here today bring up the urgent need to share responsibilities between citizens of the world, Jews and non-Jews alike.
I'm reading a lot of books about Holocaust, so I see concrete people and concrete stories here, so for me it's very strong. I'm from Czech Republic, former Czechoslovakia. I feel guilty because in Czechoslovakia there was nearly nobody who protected Jews. Nobody made the stop when the Nazis came to pick up the Jews from Czechoslovakia. The Czech people just were watching it. I'm jealous to Bulgaria, where the people protected their Jews and they said to Germans, take our land, but don't take our Jews. So our country doesn't have very good credit, and I feel guilty. Even that I'm not the one who was there, but it's awful feeling that we let our neighbors who are Jewish to go there, here and die. So in these days, I feel that I have to do something for Israel, for Jewish people.
I'm asking you one thing today. Just close your eyes, really close your eyes, and think about one Jewish child. Think about one Moishele, about his beautiful eyes, about one Sarale, about her beautiful hair. They were taken from their mothers brutally and were thrown to these chambers. We offer a tribute, one Jewish mother. Never again. Never again. Never again.
Ich will bei euch Akasche fragen, sagt mir, wer es kennt. Mit welcher Teiere vermeigens wünscht Gott alle Menschen. Man kauft es nicht für keine Geld, das gibt man nur um sich. Und doch, als man verliert, man wie viel Tränen man vergisst. Schniaka so ein Mekablim, Chavala.
Bardzo łatwo rodziły dzieci. W tych strasznych warunkach, drodzy dzieci.
Very easily they gave birth to children in these terrible conditions. Healthy babies. It was as if life rebelled against everything that was happening here. It is like life itself said, oh no, the worse the situation, the stronger I must become. It was something incredible. I'd like to say one more thing. They talk about genocide, and this genocide is compared to other genocides, such as Katyn, for example. But nobody considers one thing. That here there are tiny shoes of babies, little bras of small girls, and little pants of small boys. But the Bolsheviks didn't do this in Katyn. The so-called equality, the equivalence of these events, is a mistake. They are not equal. They are both, for sure, absolutely abhorrent genocides, but they are not equal. This is a totally different dimension of genocide.
I nie zacierajmy tej różnicy.
Ahmadinejad says there was never a Holocaust. I wish he would come here and see the shoes without the children, and see the hair without the women, and see the glasses without the eyes, and going like a crazy man who couldn't understand why, what for, whom did it help?
Prowadziłem taką wycieczkę młodych ludzi, Niemców.
I was once leading a group of young Germans. And I have to tell you that they always ask me if they are guilty for this. No, I said, you don't know war. You don't know this. This system was the undoing of the whole of Germany, not you. You don't know war. Suffering, any of this. You are living in totally different conditions. All over the world there are good people and bad people. You have to look for those good ones. The bad, try to correct if you can.
Musicie szukać tych dobrych, tych złych może naprawić, jeżeli możecie.
My name is Israel Joe Sachs. I'm residing in college. In memory of my father, Jacob.
I am Chaim Weissendler, now known as Howard Chandler. I came here to recite Kaddish for my father, Leib. For my mother, Pearl Bleemer.
My name is Paul Guest. Prior to that was Paul Gastrein. I'm trying to say Kaddish.
I come from a town of Kiviasht, former Czechoslovakia. I'm reciting Kaddish in memory
of my father. The traditional Jewish prayer for our departed loved ones. Please rise. Kaddish Yomru Nitzolim Yachad im Achazan Chaim Adler V'achar kach Elma Lerachamim.
Yis gadal v'yis kadash Shemei Rabah Nolmod Yigarach Yireusei V'yamlich Malchusei
It's my third March. I bring my students from Columbus, Ohio, along with New York and New Jersey. And I've seen students who were very, very weak, certainly in their Jewish observance and Jewish connection, who, after seeing and being here and understanding the tremendous sacrifice that's been given, have looked at life in a different way. They see things in a different way. They understand words like hunger and thirst and many, many things in a different way.
Brothers and sisters, Banim Uvanot Ikarim, in the office of the Führer, Adolf Hitler's office was a globus. In each state in that globus was a number written in black letters. And someone asked the guide, what are these numbers? The answer was, on the 1st of September 39, the day World War II broke out, the Führer ordered his clerks in his office to make a research and to write in each country the exact number of the Jews who exist in that country. There were 500,000 Palestine, Eretz Israel. There were 3.5 million here in Poland. There was one Jew in that globus in Albania. Even that single Jew was mentioned in the globus. Someone asked him, what's the purpose of these numbers? And this is my target. This is my task. I will never finish my public mission until I will liquidate and make clean the globus from these black numbers. I have a copy in my home in Tel Aviv of the last will of the Führer. What was in his mind? I quote, I order the leadership of my nation and its followers for a pitiless resistance against the universal poisoner, universal Judaism, Adolf Hitler. This is his last word. Not his nation, not his family. He had nothing in his mind. But the final solution.
Please remain standing for Atikva. Na lishayer la'amod leshirat Atikva. Atikva led by Chazan Chaim Adler and Dudu Fischer.
I keep coming here because the March of the Living is a demonstration showing that someone in history wanted again to destroy our entire nation. And I am proof that if just one life survived, then the entire nation survived.
Lion tam chodzi,